Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Wednesday. It's the 24th day of January 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today and a low of 28 in showers. There could be snow and rain again. I mean, it rains it off, it snows it back, it rains it off. It don't goddamn matter. It's a warm summer, actually, with a lot of fucking wet. That way it turns 90 degrees in June and the grass will be nice and tall and dry and they can burn like a motherfucker. And that's a fact. Anyways, we'll take a look at some of this shit when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, straight to the alternative controlled opposition of the Ministry of Lies. We start with Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says the Liberals will appeal the federal court decision which ruled the government unconstitutionally invoked Emergency Act. Freeland says the Liberals remain convinced it was the right and necessary decision. Well, goddamn, bitch, if you say so, who the fuck are you? You fucking think you have the will to fucking take other people's wills away from this? This is in Canada, people, and there's a article out there. There's a fucking video of the bitch fucking talk running her fucking mouth. I would too, because you got a rope coming for your fucking neck, whore. And that's a natural fucking fact. But I'm going to tell you guys. Perry Poilievre says Trudeau broke the highest law in the land to suppress citizens after use of Emergency Act deemed unconstitutional. And you know what? I fucking laugh at this. I fucking laugh at it. Because in the end, the Crown can come up and you think the Crown's going to say that they can't fucking lock your ass up or fucking suppress your fucking, or say you have no fucking rights. Take every goddamn thing you got. You're still a fucking colony. And now I find out that the goddamn Canada owns the largest amount of fucking U.S. fucking land in any country around the fucking world. Hey, King Chuck, you better get the fuck out of here, buddy. When we get done with this shit, we'll come for you. And I'll tell you what, that crown of yours will be shoved right up your fucking ass before you are hung, or your head's chopped off, or you're put up against the fucking wall, you dirty, low-down son of a bitch. Get out of this country. You lost. From Post-Millennial, David Craden. Conservative Party and official opposition leader Perry Poilievre applauded Tuesday's decision by Canada's federal court that called the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's invocation of Emergency Act an unreasonable and justified. And it don't fucking matter. This is just like they do here. It ain't no goddamn difference in it. Poilievre posted his response on the X Fucked X. Breaking judge rules, Trudeau broke the highest law in the land with his Emergency Act. And of course, if, I mean, well, it's not, even if the Supreme Court fucking says, agrees, tough shit, Crown Law steps in, and then nothing's going to become of this. Well, is he going to be punished for what he did, for the people he fucking killed doing that? That dirty son of a bitch? No, he's not. The only way this fucking ends is with us fucking ending it with fucking guns and killing every one of these son of a bitches that are trying to kill us. He accused the crisis of dividing people. Then he violated charter rights to illegally suppress citizens. As prime minister, I will untie our country from freedom, and I'll send every one of them back, and I'll repeal the DACA program. Honestly, I will. Freedom Convoy lawyer Eva Chipchuk told the Post-Millennial Tuesday the truth has prevailed. Oh, shit. It's prevailed to the point of a fucking goddamn appeal, and then the fucking Crown steps in and says, fuck you. The decision reinforces what we have said the entire time. There was no national emergency, and therefore no invocation of the EA was justified. You can't take over people's life. No matter who the fuck do you people think you are? You're going to find out you're not. This decision also makes me ask the question I have been asking for the last 2 years. What part of the protest was illegal, and when was it found to be illegal? I look forward to someone finally answering the question on the benefit for the benefit of the Canadians. Federal Justice Richard Mosley ruled Tuesday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was unjustified in invoking the Emergency Act against the Freedom Convoy protests, and that it was unreasonable to do so. Unreasonable. They're going to decide what's reasonable. No, it's unreasonable because you don't fucking have that power over another fucking, well, in this country you don't. You're not supposed to. But of course, we have that Bill of Rights. We're just not fucking enforcing the son of a bitch. I have concluded that the decision to pursue or issue the proclamation for the Emergency Act does not bear the hallmarks of reasonableness. And see, when you start dealing with that, that's an open subject matter. Fucking reason. Is it reasonable or not? Well, you could fucking debate that back and forth for the rest of your fucking life. That's why he didn't say law unlawful. It should have been, if he did it and he couldn't do it, it would be unlawful, wouldn't it? Justification, transparency, and intelligibility was not justified in relation to the relevant factual and legal constraints that were required to be taken into consideration, Mosley wrote. Former Conservative Party leader and current official opposition House Leader Andrew Scheer also castigated Trudeau on X, posting that Trudeau can no longer give lectures on why ain't he being arrested? It was just unreasonable. It wasn't unlawful. You see what they were leaving it open to? That's the fucking Crown will never allow this. Got that? Trudeau can do any fucking thing he wants to. And the only way you stop these motherfuckers, there's a video on the site today from Tucker Carlson. I watch the whole motherfucker. And where he's going to fucking goddamn Canada to liberate the fucking Canadians peacefully. No, you're fucking stalling for time for your fellow fucking goddamn travelers, you son of a bitch. You low-life motherfucker. The only way this fucking stops is meeting violence with violence. They got guns. They use violence on you. They beat the people at them convoys and them protests. They use violence, but man, you're not even supposed to get angry. You know, you're not supposed to hate crimes. It's a hate crime. If you kill somebody, I reckon you hate them. Hate crimes. If I don't have the right to hate, I don't have the right to love. I don't have the right to my own fucking mind, do I? that were required to be taken into consideration, Mosley wrote. Fuck you, you fucking phony son of a bitch. This is just the fucking delaying tactic. Former Conservative Party leader and current official opposition House leader Andrew Scheer also castigated Trudeau on X. I mean, we heard that. Federal court rules Trudeau violated the Charter. Emergencies Act unjustified. He froze bank accounts and had protesters trampled. Never again let Trudeau give a lecture about... No, put if he did this and it was a violation of the fucking law, doesn't he go to jail like everybody else that violates the law in Canada? Or no. This is political, you see. You can't touch the son of a bitch. He's a goddamn faggot motherfucker that fucking, and he's the king's fucking boy over there in fucking goddamn Canada. Trudeau used the act to crush the Freedom Convoy protests and were largely focused in Ottawa and sought to stop the coercive COVID mandates and lockdowns issued by the Liberal government. Thousands of trucks and tens of thousands of protesters descended upon Canada's capital in late January 2022 and were brutally depressed by the invocation of the Emergency Act on February 14, 2022. So there's victims here. And if he didn't, if he have the authority, that makes it a fucking crime, doesn't it? Is this motherfucker going to be charged with a fucking crime? No. Is this fucking ruling going to stand? Fuck no. They'll take it up to your fucking Supreme Court. And then when your Supreme, even if your Supreme Court fucking says yes, or the Crown steps in and says fucking no. King Chuck, I'll tell you what, you motherfucker. You better get your fucking ass out of my goddamn country, you son of a bitch. We ran the British out of here. I'm going to find out what fucking traitors sold the fucking British crown fucking land in the goddamn United States to these Americas. And when we get done in this motherfucking place, we're coming for your fucking ass. And I'll shove that fucking crown personally right up your fucking ass before you go through the shooter or shot up against the fucking wall. Of Emergencies Act of February 14, 2022, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystie Freeland, who ordered the bank accounts on Freedom Convoy protesters and supporters to be frozen, said Tuesday that the Trudeau government is opposed to Mosley's decision and promised to appeal it. And you think that's going to win on appeal? You're fucking wrong. The public, the only way you stop these fuckers is with a bullet. And the sooner you get that through your fucking head, the sooner everybody gets that through their fucking head, the sooner we can get out of this goddamn mess before the fucking guys that have the fucking balls get too goddamn old to fight. You want us to be your fucking goddamn Samuel Whittemores? You got to get the goddamn shit going. We'll fucking fight. Will you? Will any fucking buddy? The public safety of Canadians was under threat. Our national security, which includes our national economic security. You mean you weren't going to get your fucking goddamn bribes and payoffs if you didn't fucking do it, was under threat, she said. I was convinced at the time it was the right thing to do. It was the necessary thing to do. Yeah, if you want your goddamn fucking payoffs, you son of a bitch and you cunt. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association and the Canadian Constitution Foundation brought the case against the federal government, arguing that Trudeau was overreaching in his authority. No, he was committing a fucking crime. He was violating people's fucking rights, the rights to be left the fuck alone, their rights to say what they, the freedom of speech, every fucking right they have, which is still subject to the fucking crown. Like they're trying to, that's what they can't do here because that fucking Bill of Rights is what it is. And it's the people's fucking law. It belongs to us. Can't be touched by the other motherfuckers. And all we got to do, people, is step up and fucking enforce that fucking law. All this shit stops, I guarantee you. Tucker Carlson going to fucking goddamn. But the guy he was talking to on the interview said, well, maybe if the South Dakota militia and North Dakota militia joined up with, our guys over there, you know, and he starts talking like, oh, no. No violence. We don't want no violence. They commit violence on your ass. They stomp you, fucking spray you with pepper spray, beat the fuck out of you, kill you, whatever they want to do. But don't you think about violence. Don't you hate. If you can't hate, you can't love. If they can tell you you can't hate, they can tell you you can't love. Remember that. By using the never-before-used legislation that the Freedom Convoy protested did not meet the legal threshold to invoke the act. No, that's a fucking, see, you got an argument going here. That's all you got. And you're not going to fucking win it because in the end, the fucking crown fucking rules. The Emergencies Act was designed to respond to a public order emergency that constitutes a threat to Canada's national security and creates a national emergency. Mosley said that the Freedom Convoy protests did not meet the definition. He wrote that he originally leaned towards agreeing with the invocation of the act, but that time and testimony from participants changed his mind. I acknowledge that in conducting judicial review of that decision, I am revisiting that time with the benefit of hindsight and more extensive record of the facts and law than that which was before the government, he wrote. And you watch, this will be overturned. If it's not overturned in fucking Canada, the fucking British Empire will fucking overturn it because you, Canada, just like us, they still consider us a fucking colony. I guess we got to kill them motherfuckers, blow up their fucking castles, tear them down to the fucking ground with them in it. This fucking monarchy and these fucking corporate cocksuckers have got to be destroyed. If there's ever to be any fucking peace, if anybody's ever to enjoy life again, these cocksuckers have to go. And there's only one way they're going to go, and that's to fucking kill them. Rambling, shambling, disaster waiting to happen. Boeing, not Spirit, MS, miss, in, no, miss, not Spirit, misinstalled door plug that blew out, insider whistleblower says. And well, yeah, no shit. You probably got goddamn illegals working there. Can't even talk to each other. And they didn't tighten some bolts, you know, fucking whoop-de-doo. The shelves of CVS in Columbia Heights in D.C. have been empty for over a year. Street vendors and a few inches away from the CVS store openly resell the stolen items at cheaper rates. CVS just announced that its location is permanently closing next month. Well, there you fucking go. Here's your goddamn immigrants, people. I mean, sons of bitches. Oh, here we go. I want you guys, you know, if I start crying, I want you to stop me. 21 IDF soldiers killed while rigging Gaza buildings for demolition. Hamas triggered explosion with RPG, whatever you say. Now, you remember yesterday I was saying that fucking, you know, I ain't heard of one fucking casualty on the fucking Israeli side. And they claimed 24,000 dead, but more. We know that they were claiming that this time next week, and they've killed how many in a fucking week? I mean, got it closed off and they're committing genocide. I'm going to say it every day. Genocide, genocide, genocide. And we're fucking allow it and we're fucking financing it. We're fucking backing it. We're not fucking human if we do that. 21 Israeli soldiers were killed on Monday while rigging Gaza buildings for demolition so they could take the fucking land and fucking redevelop it and let their goddamn people move in. But that's not their no. They wouldn't do that. After having their own minds blow up on them in a chain reaction triggered by a Hamas RPG, they could have just fucked up and they would have still said it, wouldn't they? But 21, remember that fucking number, because we're going to go on with this, maybe. You bitch. Okay. From the Times of Israel, IDF chief vows in death probe of deadly blast caused by Hamas operatives. What do you got to investigate for? You already got it figured out, you said. You lying son of a bitches. If you fucking told me the sun was shining, I'd go outside and look. As the chief of Israel Defense Forces vowed Tuesday to carry out an in-depth investigation into a deadly blast in the Gaza Strip a day earlier, which killed 21 soldiers, the military released new details of its initial probe of the incident. The explosion on Monday afternoon, which collapsed two buildings on soldiers about 600 meters from the Israeli border. Oh, you mean when women and children, you know, pregnant women and little kids getting their arms blown off and pregnant women getting killed and little babies getting, it was a whole IDF soldiers. So this fucking counts. Understand, this is bad. We can't have this. They can commit fucking genocide. It's something bad. I mean, they probably fucked up fucking setting the explosives. So, hey, man, don't let a good opportunity go to waste. Close to the community of Kisufim, was the single deadliest incident since the start of the Israeli ground offensive. No, since the Israeli fucking genocide. Call it what it fucking is. Why, who in the hell fucking did this, son of a bitch? Information liberation, you're a fucking shill. Let's see what we got. Where was I? I had to go look. Deadliest incident since the start of the Israeli ground offensive, my ass, fucking the Israeli fucking genocide, right out in the fucking open for the world to fucking watch and tell you that they're fucking of a higher species than you, and it doesn't matter if they kill you no more than it matters if they kill a fucking dog. In the enclave and raise the military death toll in the operation too. You ready for this? Now, they said 24,000. You know that's a fucking lie. There's still people buried in the rubble. They're probably more like 50 fucking thousand, 60 fucking thousand. And the Israelis have lost 219 people. I think they call that a fucking massacre, don't they? At least. But this is not just a massacre because they're killing little kids. And they're killing fucking women. They're killing old people. They're killing every fucking buddy because it's genocide. According to new details from the IDF's investigation, Hamas operatives fired an RPG missile at one of the buildings while hiding in a nearby plantation. The two buildings had been rigged up with around 20 mines for detonation as part of the army's efforts to establish a buffer zone. You know, that's what fucking the Golan Heights were supposed to be, a buffer fucking zone. And you mean the occupation zone? Is that what you're talking about, you fucking kike? You fucking piece of shit, pedophilic piece of garbage kike? Genocider? Between Israel and Gaza, which the IDF has said is aimed at enabling residents of Israeli border communities to return to their homes. The buffer zone is thought to be aimed at giving the army a clearer view of the strip to prevent potential infiltration attempts. No, fucking when they did that, that was set up by the fucking goddamn Mossad and fucking Hamas. Both created by fucking Israel. Both working for fucking Israel. And you know it. The RPG fire from a few dozen meters away likely set off, likely. I mean, so you're not even sure? And you say there was an RPG, but there was an explosion? I mean, this is just, no. They fucked up. They did something wrong. They set off a mine and set off the rest of the fucking mines. Somebody fucked up. So, hey, man, like I said, don't let it good. They killed 21 IDF soldiers. How many fucking little children did you slaughter since this time last week, you motherfuckers? You fucking goddamn genocidal pieces of shit. Set off in our country, by the way. Set off the mines, causing the structures to collapse and killing 19 soldiers inside and near them, the IDF's probe said. An IDF tank guarding the operation spotted the Hamas operative and was about to return fire, but before it managed to do so, the gunman fired another RPG, hitting the tank and killing two troops. I believe you. Anything that these fucking Israelis tell me, I just fucking believe it. They're genocidal fucking psychopaths, but hey, I believe them. 24 Israeli soldiers were killed in Israel's worst day of losses in Gaza on Monday. Reuters reported citing the Israeli military. 24, huh? How many little fucking babies have you killed, you motherfuckers? How many old women? How many old men? How many young women? How many pregnant women? How many little children? How many little children's arms, legs, and fucking faces have you blown off, you miserable son of a bitches? Hamas shared video of the attack online, blah, 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 blah. God, this is just a terrible, there's another article coming up here. Talking about they're going to take some fucking revenge for that. Some kids are going to die. I'm so they keep that number at 24,000. It's just like the 11 million illegals in this country for 20 fucking years as they kept pouring across the fucking border. Right? You can put any fucking number you want up. These motherfuckers are committing genocide. IDF soldiers have been sharing ghoulish celebratory videos of themselves demolishing buildings in Gaza as part of their ethnic cleansing campaign aimed at making the region uninhabitable. Ethnic cleansing through fucking genocide. There we go. Oh, they got pictures of them. I told you I might cry. No. that you get, you fucks, you fucking filthy murdering son of a bitches. Just in, prosecutors admit Rafe Epps committed multiple crimes, offered plea deal because of conspiracy theories. And this is just such bullshit. This is the administrative admiralty. And of course, he was one of their fucking operatives. So of course, he got goddamn, what the hell they call it? Probation, and he has to fucking do 500 hours of community service. Why other stupid asses who followed the Trump tards and followed the fucking FBI agents just even on the grounds are still sitting in fucking prison, and they'll stay there, and they're not even convicted, so they don't have the fucking rights of a goddamn prisoner of war even. Gates still trying to convince people to take safe and effective vaccine. Fucking Bill Gates, you goddamn, you son of a bitch. You have already prima facie convicted yourself of fucking international genocide, you motherfucker. And you will meet justice before you die, you bastard. Bill Gates is still on what appears to be his never-ending quest to inject the global human population with as many vaccines as possible. Well, you ain't doing it, motherfucker. You tried again here, the bullets fucking fly. Civilians running for their lives as Israel is especially bloodthirsty today. They are killing as many civilians as possible to get revenge for the dead soldiers. Really? Well, them fucking soldiers had fucking guns. They could fucking fight back. They had mines. They had a fucking tank. These fucking civilians. These are people who, these are just goddamn people trying to survive, running like goddamn, like a herd of deer with a bunch of fucking idiots opening up on them. You can go watch that fucking video. Whatever happened to the truckers who dared to protest Justin Trudeau's, some of them are still in jail. Years later, trucker Gord McGill explains how darkness has descended on Canada. Yeah, darkness has descended on fucking the United States too. And you fucker Carlson, before you go fucking over there to Canada, to liberate the Canadians, as you said, non-violently, you better fucking goddamn get yourself measured for your fucking suit for your coffin, you son of a bitch, you fucking traitor. There is no such thing. You don't meet fucking violence with goddamn pacifism. Gandhi would have loved to have had guns. And you know how that Gandhi died? A bullet through his fucking head. And he said it himself. He wished he could had fucking guns. But why would they want to do that? I don't know. Conspiracy theorists were right about climate lockdowns. No, no. They're admitting it? Wow, man. From day one, when we first told you it was fucking bullshit. Well, folks, I really hate to say it, but it's another win for the conspiracy theorists. They can take off their tinfoil hats and take a deep bow. Yet another one of their outrageous predictions is coming true. For anyone keeping score, sadly, the scorecard is rather one-sided. I think the count is something like conspiracy theorists equals 1 million wins versus logic and normalcy equals zero. Boy, how I wish I could win some of the logic normalcy scale. And I really don't get what that fucking is pertaining to. Let's see who this is fucking by. Brownstone Institute, Bobby Ann Flower Cox. Okay, and so I acknowledge that I do have a rather dry sense of humor. I throw sarcasm in there a bunch. A couple of my friends tell me that they cannot always tell when I'm being serious or if I'm joking. This makes me think that quite a few of you will be wondering, is she serious or is she joking with the title of her article? So that I answer, I will tell you what I know, and then you decide. You know how I love to promote critical thinking. Oh, do you? Boy. How much you making? What kind of car you drive, bitch? Yesterday, our unfortunate governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, issued a travel ban for the entire country or county. You read that correctly. No, not a travel advisory, but a full-on travel ban, meaning New Yorkers in Erie County are forbidden from going anywhere. try and forbid me to go anywhere, you motherfuckers. What's another name for that? Well, if you live in a rural area or very suburban area, which most of the New York State is, where driving on a road is a way to get from point A to point B, then I would say a synonym would be lockdown. She's locked people down in their houses for a fucking snowstorm in New York. I mean, they're people, until you shoot these fuckers, you think you're going to fucking peacefully. And there's no fucking way. You get on that goddamn page and let's get rid of this shit. They're being fucking pussies. And what was Director Hochul? And what was Director Hochul's? I mean, Governor Hochul's dictator is what it said, not director. That makes more sense. I mean, Governor Hochul's reason for this lockdown close to 1 million New Yorkers that live in Erie County. Wait for it. Ready? It was going to snow. For anyone who does not live in New York or who has never been to Western New York in the winter, that area of our state gets a lot of fucking snow. Often yet, the governor thinks all of a sudden out of nowhere, everyone's living there is so ignorant they must be confined to their homes until she says it's safe for them to rejoin the world again. Either that or she's just testing you to see how far she can take her totalitarian desires. Everybody should be on the fucking road. Every fucking body. For all the keyboard critics who love to jump in and twist my words, I'll cut you off at the pass and say that I am not admonishing a governor's desire to keep people safe. Fuck, why did you put that in there? What, you've got to kiss a little fucking ass or you don't get to be up here in the mainstream? Because this is what I'm looking at. This is fucking Fox News, probably. Fox or CNBC or CNN, whichever it is. Fucking, I don't give these motherfuckers no apology. You giving apologies to the fucking enemy, you cocks, bitch? That's not all I want. Not at all what I'm saying. If a natural disaster is approaching, people should be warned. Emergency services ready to roll and help made readily available. Encourage people to stock up, stay home, and hunker down for sure. Forbid people from leaving their homes. No. Well, you know, bitch, I'll tell you what. How in the fuck did we get along for 200 fucking years without fucking people like this telling us how to fucking live our fucking lives and what risks to fucking take and when we could drive on a fucking road, when we could shit, when we could get up in the morning, when we could eat, when we could take a shower? How'd we get here, people, without these motherfucking experts telling us when to wipe our ass? There's a big difference between caring about New Yorkers' safety and wanting to control people. Huge. Yeah, no shit. And in fact, Hochul was banning people from leaving their homes even if it was not snowing. Sound unbelievable? It sure does. But remember, in my article last week, I cited an ancient Greek philosopher, looks like Heraclitus, who fittingly said, the truth often evades being recognized due to its utter incredibility. Oh, shit. But put in another way, then, when something is so outrageous, it is often cast aside as untrue. Well, here's what the comrade Kathy posted on her Twitter yesterday. Travel will be extremely dangerous in Western New York tonight. A full travel ban starts at 9 p.m. in Erie County. You do not have the authority. You are not even fucking legitimate, you corporate whore. And you goddamn sure don't have the goddamn... Where's my due process of the fucking law before you lock me in my fucking house, bitch? Where's the court order? You have no fucking power. You're a goddamn criminal. You're a mafiosa fucking criminal, and you're going to fucking hang for what you've done. Even if snow is not falling, stay home. Don't try to drive. Snow can pick up in an instant and create whiteout conditions. Get essentials now before snow starts. Yeah, get all the fucking milk and bread you can. Move on it. She went on to post several other times about the snow and her travel ban. I was actually encouraged to read that most of the comments she received were negative, logical rebuttals to her power grab. Here are a few. You cannot tell people not to go out if snow isn't falling. What? Oh, mug, people better. She can't tell you to go out if snow is fucking falling. Don't you get who runs the fucking country? Who has the authority here? Not that bitch. You do, as individual free sovereign nationals. She doesn't have no goddamn control over your fucking will. She has no control over your fucking liberty. Stupid fucking comment. We don't like you. That, well, fuck, I don't either. House illegals in schools. Let football be fun. Re-election probability 1.3%. In there you are, you fucking Trump-tard. Motherfucking sick in the head, son of a bitches. Susan Russo, I'm betting the people that live there know what to do. I'm betting they do, too. And here's somebody else. You're not getting reelected. Boy, that's going to teach her. She, you know, these elections, but I'm going to vote them. Oh, motherfucker. Vote right. Fucking idiots. You goofy son of a bitches. You have led us down the garden path, and you're going to fucking pay for your betrayal. Anyways, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. Everybody stay right where you are.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I cannot hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float and do the best they can. Come on, girl.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to the word from worldreport.com and hit from the trenches worldreport.com and hit that donate button or don't mail anything. Your contributions are appreciated and fucking needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:44 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic, which is where I wish the fuck I was. Anyways, let's go back to the shit and see what else, other kind of fucking shit, other fucking kind of propaganda horse shit we got to look at. Old man, the ice, snow and ice, gotta. U.S. voters say immigration, not inflation, is top priority. Harvard Harris poll, no shit. They ain't going to worry about goddamn inflation or anything else when the motherfuckers are taking everything you fucking got right off and under your fucking, taking it out the door and selling it on the side of the street like a Mexican fucking bazaar, huh? What else we got? X to ramp up censorship of anti-Semitism and hate speech in wake of Musk visit to Auschwitz, CEO says, and your fucking hollow hoax is just that. It was a hoax. It was a fucking lie. The National Geographic came out and said there weren't even 650,000 Jews in all of fucking Europe. When you claim 6 million were fucking killed by the Germans, you're lying, son of a bitches. You always been lying, son of a bitches. And right now you're committing a fucking genocide right in front of the fucking, for the world to watch. Look at your poor ass fucking Jews now, people. Look at them. Cry for them. Why don't you? You send them fucking money, man. The Germans should have to pay reparations to them, to generational fucking reparations. It's something that happened. Go ahead.
I remember before Vietnam ended, the war, you know.
Yep.
You remember that? You were there, right?
No,
They were claiming 2 million, and then it got higher.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, now it's 3 million. And all of a sudden, up to 6 million. I'm like, oh, we found more graves. It's a bunch of crap.
Of course it's a bunch of crap. I thought you were asking me if I was in Vietnam, and I wasn't.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I'm saying just before Vietnam, that's when I remember hearing always talking on the radio.
Yep, yep.
2 million Jews by Hitler. You know, I believe that crap. Everybody did. But, and it got higher. Oh, we found some more graves. Oh, some more. Oh, my gosh. You know, we can't tell how many it was because they're all ashes now.
Because they burned them in the I'll tell you who did the fucking killing was the goddamn Russians and their gulags.
Yeah, right.
ran by the rabbis.
Bolshevik Jews. They murdered over 100 fucking million, Christians. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know, the Catholics had an agreement. Don't touch our
people. They don't count. See, you don't count. Those were animals, you see. They don't count.
Well, these people are evil, man. Okay.
Fucking rights are evil.
They're God's chosen ones and all this crap. Nothing they can do is wrong, man. You know, you're looking at this. They're not telling us the truth about anything. I mean, you got to find this stuff out yourself.
I'm going to tell you a secret, buddy. They never have.
You're right. They never have heard. It's something they do for centuries, yeah. You're right.
In fact, they've lied to us on purpose since we were.
Yeah.
I mean, we grew up in a lie.
That's how we stay in power, man. Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, pick up arms to kill one another for their wars and shit.
Exactly.
You know, instead of them.
Industrial war complex. I'm sure everybody in this country that's living fucking from paycheck to paycheck can't get enough fucking, can't buy good food anyway, or maybe buy fucking some shit fucking food that'll make you sick. But I'm sure they all want fucking to spend all the fucking money, all the wealth of this fucking country, which belongs to them, on giving it to fucking goddamn Israel and the fucking Ukrainians so they can fucking kill people. I'm sure that's what we want.
All kinds of countries we don't even know about.
I bet you we're still paying goddamn money to China as a developing country.
I'll let you go.
Okay, brother. Take care. Let's see what else we got. Okay. Oh, here we are. Breaking report. Texas National Guard defies Supreme Court ruling, installs more razor wire and barriers at Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, Texas. Well, that just means that we have to pay for another fucking forklift to go over there and lift it up and let them through. That's all. You're not, are you, if they go to touch your fucking barbed wire, are you going to shoot the motherfuckers? Until you're ready to do that, all this shit here is just show. This is all just show for fucking Abbott. He ain't doing shit. And I've seen your National Guard down there fucking guarding the goddamn invasion, by the way. That's a video. World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom, some foreign motherfucker I've never heard of, Ghebreyesus, declares war on meat and traditional agriculture in the name of fighting climate change. I declare war on you, motherfucker. I declare war on you. You get the fuck out of my country. You have no jurisdictional authority or whatsoever. Neither do your fucking proxies that you've planted here and King Chuck's planted here. His fucking esquires have no fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority here. None of you do. You're fucking invaders and you will be treated as such. You will be treated as fucking the invaders you are. You are enemy combatants, you motherfuckers. New video, farmers in France are refusing to back down until the government cancels the massive new taxes to pay for illegal immigrants that threaten their livelihoods. Do you support farmers? Oh, here's the Texas story. Texas installs more razor wire on Eagle Pass border after Supreme Court said Biden could remove it. So that you put it down, they pick it up. You put it down, they pick it up. What's the problem with that? Ching, ching. The money's coming out of the fucking people's pocket. If you're going to stop them, get your goddamn guns out when they come there to remove your fucking wire. Then you shoot their asses, right? Isn't that what the National Guard's for? To defend the fucking goddamn borders? Defend them from all enemies, foreign and domestic? I do believe so. Exodus National Guard soldiers were seen preparing for the installation of more razor wire along the southern border in Eagle Pass, coming after the Supreme Court ruled on Monday that Biden's Border Patrol was allowed to remove the border protection. But hey, you know, they got the border under control. Yeah, the control of the fucking drug cartels. Your fucking buddies, huh, you son of a bitch? Footage shows troops assembling razor wire structures under an overpass with Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk writing on X, the Texas National Guard responds to Supreme Court's order to remove the razor wire in Eagle Pass by installing even more. No, you had to install what they tore out, you son of a bitch. And it's a fucking circle jerk. I thought you said you were going to arrest the son of a bitches if they come and touch the razor wire. What happened to that? Governor Abbott has said Texas will not back down as it defends its border. Hold the line, Texas. Yeah, right. Hold the fucking wire up, federal fucking goddamn traitors. You fucking federal corporate motherfucking dick-sucking bastards. Hold the wire up for the fucking illegals so they can fucking finish invading this goddamn country to the point that they outnumber us. Hold the fucking wire up. Sharing a photo of the border, Texas Governor Abbott wrote on Tuesday that Texas National Guard continues to hold the line in Eagle Pass. Texas will not back down from our efforts to secure the border in Biden's absence. Have you deported anybody? Excuse me a second. All righty. Invasion of America. The destruction of Texas's border barriers will not help enforce the law or keep American citizens. The idea is not to enforce the fucking law. In fact, the bottom line here, all this bullshit about the goddamn immigration system's broke, people. You know, it's broke. All we got to do is fix the immigration. All that immigration law is nothing more than corporate fucking policy. Get that through your fucking head. That's why they don't have to fucking do it, because it's not fucking law. We should be coming at them from the fucking angle of the common law, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in that they are turning our fucking property over to fucking foreign nationals without taking it from us and giving us due process of the law, and coming at us as goddamn individuals in their individual capacity, because no person in the fiduciary can have a, can be in the goddamn common law court. And it is the highest court in this fucking land. And the goddamn seat set vacant because a fucking goddamn government that can't even exist, because it is a running violation, it is a fucking fraud. It's a fucking violation of the ninth fucking article. And which makes it a violation of the whole fucking Marianne. But the bottom line here is, you, these motherfuckers, why aren't we stopping them? Why aren't we enforcing our law? They sure have no problem in, like I said, this goddamn, this is quasi-judicial bullshit is what the goddamn immigration law in this country has always been. Because it's never been, to make a law, you, even when there was a, fuck, I need to explain this. Back when there was a constitution that never was, even the constitution that never was required ratification for a law to be made. This is fucking goddamn corporate policy, private corporate fucking policy. It's called Roman civil law. Private policy being enforced is public law. And it's not fucking, it's in violation of the fucking goddamn law of we the people. Direct fucking violation. You know that other law mentioned in the 10th article? The rights of the others. The destruction of Texas border barriers will not help enforce the law or keep American citizens safe. We're not citizens, and we're already safe because we'll blast those motherfuckers. This fight is not over, and look forward to defending our state sovereignty. Yeah, right. I mean, even if the National Guard goes out, that's still under the control of the corporation. Fucking Abbott's a goddamn corporate fucking exec. He ain't no goddamn governor. The fucking townships, the fucking goddamn counties, the states have all been incorporated into, they all turned into corporations, and they're all incorporated under the incorporation of the fucking District of Columbia. They're all districts of the District of Columbia, all under one set of fucking unlawful goddamn rules, private fucking policies being enforced as public laws. The only way you destroy that is with fucking goddamn destroying the son of a bitches that are holding it in place, that you outnumber, that you have the right to fucking destroy. You have the obligation and the duty to destroy for your children and your grandchildren. They want to wipe your fucking line out, people. You better fucking wake up to what's going on. December, go ahead, sorry.
I just kind of wanted to switch gears for a minute and just get this out sure. there. You know, there's so many crucial issues, especially the genocide and the border. I mean, that some of the other issues are on the back burner, but I needed to bring this one out because it's on my mind for days. And it's, you know, with the tranny thing, you remember that they were having trannies that were biological males being put in the prisons, and then they ended up raping the women. Well, yep. It's escalated to another level now, to where tranny police officers are conducting strip searches on women. And I read it a few days ago, and it's just been, like, haunting me. And basically, it's like, you know, they're normalizing, I see they're normalizing rape. And I just wanted to get in today, this, you know, that this message goes out to the men to be aware of what's happening to your women, because it's just crazy. It's terrible. So thank you for giving me the time.
You bet. Did you send that in?
Yeah, it went in a few days ago. The initial part was in the UK, but, you know, they always start in one area and then it trickles to the next country. We have the prison issue, but UK initiated the tranny police officers doing strip searches. And remember those two women on the highway that got the... Yeah, So it's escalating, and they want us to just get raped. So one more reason to fight harder.
Goddamn right.
Thank you, Henry.
Send it in again. I'll see if it gets put up.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, done deal. Okay, we'll go ahead and finish this article off and call it a program. The 2023 fiscal year, which ran from October 2022 to September 2023, saw over 2.4 million encounters. See, they're calling them encounters now. You're not arresting. You're not guarding our fucking border. What are we paying for, people? Are you that goddamn stupid? It's the previous generation of fucking invaders down there helping their brethren across our goddamn borders so they can come and take everything we fucking have. They have no rights here. They are not American nationals. Only American nationals have rights inside the goddamn sovereign borders of the little U United, little S states of little A America.
We're paying for our destruction.
Yes, sir, we are. Well, that's how they came across the first time. They've got a beachhead, and they used the resources of this country to, I mean, they act like Columbus discovered America. That's like somebody coming here who's never been here discovering my fucking house. There were people here, and this is exactly how they did then. But now those same people are joining. They're becoming corporate, part of the corporation because, oh, they're going to undo the wrongs that they did to them by wronging the rest of the fucking people. It's just it's unfucking believable. It's like wiping your ass on a hula hoop. It stops when we stop it. When we get out our goddamn guns and we shoot these motherfuckers, it will stop. It might cost you your life. If I die, I die. But I'm not going to fucking live with this. I will not fucking live with this. This is an intolerable fucking situation. I will not tolerate it. This is not what I'm going to leave to my grandchildren and my progeny. If it happens, it will happen over my dead body, and they'll be able to say my fucking grandfather fought. The 2022 fiscal year saw over 2.3 million encounters my ass. No, it saw you fucking carrying goddamn drug cartel fucking members with their drugs that were drowning in the river. One fucking border agent drowned getting a goddamn... probably a load of fentanyl across the goddamn river and saving the son of a bitch and smuggling bastard that brought it. And that happened. Don't tell us what the fuck's going on. We can see, and we know what you are, corporation. And you people, all these goddamn sites that have gone up pretending to be the goddamn, like I said, CBS, NBC, ABC, they lost credibility. So they threw up CNN, CNBC, and Fox. And then they fucking lost credibility because the fucking internet just fucking took over because people could speak freely and put out the fucking facts and show the fucking facts that could not be denied. At first it was, oh, no. And then it was, oh, fuck. I mean, you could have said, I told you so 10,000 times, but that wasn't the goal. People understand now. And so they're putting this shit back in there. They're trying to reactivate your fucking program that they've put in your head since you was a little child. If you start reading this shit, well, maybe we could, maybe if Trump, you know, Trump the pedophile, you know, Trump the king of the fucking Jews. I hear people talking, Trump could get back in there. You want to, I mean, you call yourself fucking Christians, and all this time you said you voted for the lesser of two evils. Now you're ready to vote for the lesser of two pedophiles? I don't know. You say your God judges. I don't think he's going to judge you too fucking, he's going to judge you pretty fucking harshly, isn't he? If you know that motherfucker is a pedophile and you fucking vote for him, if you don't unregister to vote, this is an unlawful election being put on by an occupying force. You're fucking committing treason. It can't be called anything else. Anyway, enough of this today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just remember, it's all fucking, this is all scripted bullshit, and Tucker Carlson is a low-down son of a bitch. And that is The Word from the Trenches.